Hey there, audio boo. Booyaka. Adam Daniel Mazet here, Toronto, Canada, economic and cultural capital of the country. Why do I keep saying that at the beginning? It just sounds cool. Anyway, so this is a double shot of audio booness. Booness. Booyaka. Lickle-lickle-lickle-lickle-boo-noo-noo-ness. Anyway, it means very delicious in Jamaican patois. Stripe man, well cold ya. Alright. So I just finished the gym. And I made some observations of my performance at the gym that I thought I would share with the Boo Unity. Boo Community? No, it doesn't sound really good. Boo Unity. Boom Unity. With the Boom Unity. So I used to be able to pull these astonishing feats of derring do. I used to be able to really kind of crank it out at the gym and do like these crazy marathon type sessions where I would, give an example what I do. Like, I could go for like unending skipping revolutions, you know, and just like exhaust myself on stamina. Or another thing I could do was I could go the entire session and not drink anything and I could be okay. Not even have like a sip of any liquid or water replenishing fluids or whatever, I could be just fine. I used to get off on like those kind of Iron Man type of approaches to exercise. Or I could do, my regular slew of kind of exhaustive sets every so often. But I noticed that as I'm getting older, and I'm already well past 40, I noticed that I'm having trouble pulling those same feats of derring do. Now, today, for instance, at the gym, I still went without water the entire session. I was, like, kind of parched as hell and dying for some towards the end. I do usually a couple of pieces of pretty intensive cardio. Well, let me correct that. I do one introductory piece of pretty intensive cardio, and that could include anything from a very brisk row of half an hour, or I do some pretty mad skipping for about three sets that most human beings probably can't do. Except athletes, and then I do a crazy run, a stamina run for about 30 minutes or 25 minutes, depending on whether I'm doing sprints or whether I'm doing kind of like a long endurance burn, and then I do like a middle cardio piece. It's longer, and usually I like to double it up with some other stuff that I'm doing. Like I like to read mail, or I like to read a book, or I like to watch some videos. And that's what I do during that piece. And then I do a bunch of calisthenics. So I do, you know, a variety of different routines and maneuvers, primarily abdominal type stuff so that I can improve the midsection. And I can go that entire session and not have a sip of water. But today I was like dying for it. In the last few sessions, I've noticed I've been dying for it. You know, I've been just dying for some water. And I know what I'm doing. So this is the kicker. I know what I'm doing is completely unhealthy. You have to lubricate your joints and your tendons and your cartilage or whatever it is and your sinews and your kind of your friction areas in your body. And you've got to lubricate that shit and you've got to moisturize or whatever it is. You got to stay hydrated. And I don't do it. And I don't do it because I've never done it, because I always like to, like I just said, I like to pull these, you know, these acrobatic feats of supreme stamina. But I notice that I can't do it as well as I used to. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that, and another thing too, let me just throw this in there. I don't eat properly during the day, because I don't like to eat during the day. I like to snack maybe a little bit during the day, but I don't like to have like full meals, because I find that full meals throw me off, and they make me lazy, and because I do a lot of seated work, I just don't like being full. But I notice that I can't do that anymore. I need the fuel. I need the protein. I need the fuel. It's the only way that keeps me going through the workout. I need the moisture. I need the water. I need the hydration, because I notice that I'm starting to flag really badly towards the end. And it's not that I'm not doing the moves correctly technically. It's just that I'm starting to feel like winded and like really badly. You know, other things I used to be able to do, for example, like I used to go out the night before and used to have a party with the gang. And now if I do that, the next day I'm feeling like really out of it, you know, like just terribly out of it. I think it's just generally part of the aging process. So typically what I do after I go to the gym is I'll have like a meal when I get back to my place. But the only problem is, you know, you end up eating probably a volume that you shouldn't eat, at an hour of the day that you shouldn't be eating that volume. And ostensibly what happens is it kind of builds up around the middle set, the midsection. Now, thank goodness, in my adult years, I've never been overweight. I can't remember once, thank goodness, that I've ever been overweight. But I do kind of, I know my optimal weight, and then I know my kind of a little bit soft around the midsection weight. And I won't notice it until somebody that, you know, will say, hey, you know, this is just, what's going on there? Or like, you know, looks like you just slight little additional weight around the midsection. Or, you know, copper. Sorry about that. That was a police officer. I need to put my phone down. But what I was saying was, or I'll lose a lot of weight, and somebody will remark to me and say, hey, man, you lost a lot of weight. What happened? Are you eating properly? So it's this kind of thing that I just noticed, and it's just interesting. I think it has to do with the aging process, and it has to do with your metabolism. I was going to say your metabolic rates, and it has to do with a lot of other factors. And I just noticed that as I get older, I have to take more care. I have to take more regard. I have to be more sensitive to my body's various needs, and I can't be pulling these marathon sessions as I used to, because, you know, it just, it's not on. It's just, it's not something that I can do anymore. I need to be a little bit more cautious. And I think it's cumulative. In other words, it's a buildup. In other words, if I keep doing it like this, if I keep acting like this, if I keep cutting corners like this, if I keep, like, being, you know, if I keep trying to push the envelope or just, like, you know, push myself to the ends of the earth, I'm probably going to suffer a lot, you know, somehow at some stage of the game. So I need to reevaluate how I do that, and just maybe take some other things into consideration, like my health. But that's what I was noticing at the gym. And it really exhausts you, too. I still do it. I can still bring it. I really can. I mean, it's, thank goodness, the body has the muscle memory, and because I exercise so often, I've been exercising for practically my entire adult life. So because I've done it, my body has good memory, and I can recover very quickly, very fast, and very well. But it's not optimal strength training. It's like you just kind of doing this Everest, you know, climbing the mountain training. You're just constantly yanking it. So, you know, that didn't sound so good, did it? I mean to say is you're constantly pushing the envelope and just like dipping deep into the, I'm so deep into this, I should shut my mouth. But all I wanted to say was I've got to do things a little bit more attentively, and I will. So thank you very much for listening. A double shot of the goodness, whatever, you get it. And that's my thing. You've joined me for my drive. Thanking you again and wishing you many, many, many good things.